All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, in times past, we all thought the restaurant of the future would be the Automat. You know the Automat?
We did. This was basically a restaurant of all vending machines, if I am correct.
There were vending machines that were stocked by an entire very busy kitchen staff.
Right. It was kind of like a Western version of the sushi go-around kind of thing, where like, we're just going to make this and we're going to put it out there and you're going to grab it.
With less human contact.
Right.
Like, what if instead of a waitress, you had a wall?
Yeah.
You know,
this is such a, like a retro futurism thing that I think like a prominent location you go to in Grim Fandango is an Automat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They show up in Fallout and three yep. Fallouts, stuff like that. So I have here this abandoned Automat. Here, and I've spray painted the doors, the clear plastic, plastiline, you know, some kind of a, you know, absolutely dangerous, radioactive material here.
Yeah.
Spray painted them black.
Light that passes through that glass somehow is radioactive.
It changes a lot of light. It makes it radioactive and racist. Like anybody turns into a caricature if you look at them through there. It's weird. And even for races you don't think there are caricatures of, there are.
Gets really resourceful is what it does. It's regrettable.
Gotta hand it to the racist class.
Yeah. I'm sure there's fascinating things going on inside those compartments if it's been there that long, if the food's been out. Yeah.
Well, some of them have food in them, and some of them have video games.
Okay.
And I'm going to have you choose a lunch. Here's 15 cents. Which back in this time, this would give you a 7-course meal.
Mm-hmm.
And choose which one.
And four of those courses would just be a big glass of whiskey.
Yeah, a big glass of whiskey and then just like mutton and a potato.
Yeah.
And that's all you needed.
Yeah.
You know? All right. And then maybe some kind of like fish jello. Like an aspic.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, definitely. An aspic in the form of Harry Truman's face.
Yes.
Yeah. Truman face. Yeah. So I think I'm not going to go for the center, right? You don't want to go for the center. You don't want to go for eye level. You want to, I think maybe there's some good stuff hidden off to the side. So let's go down here. I think you should do, this one.
All right. So go ahead and put in your coins.
All right. So kaplunk, kaplunk. Oh.
And look, it's a DS game floating in an aspic. If you eat all the aspic, we get to play the game.
Do I get to have gloves?
Sure. But you can't use your hands.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. It's an aspic eating contest. Just pretend like you're going down in a diaper.
Oh, that'll make it all better.
Yeah. Yeah.
How dare you say that about me? Oh, look, it's Betty Boop.
Oh, boop, boop, doop, doop, boop, boop, doop, boop, 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 doop, boop, boop.
I am as horny as I have ever been.
And we're all as horny as we've ever been, Daddy-O. Out of suffering, make sure you have your decoder rings reset from last month and stay tuned for exclusive cheat codes during the commercial break.
Happy New Year. It's not the Happy first episode that's come out in the new year, but it's the first one we're recording. And we're starting off here with a Gary pick. Gary, yep. How do you plan to take this episode about Betty Boop's double shift and not make it just about Mr. Boop?
Well, I wanted to talk about Mr. Boop a little
bit. Okay. All right.
Because if people didn't know about Mr. Boop, I love Mr. Boop.
Okay.
The concept behind Mr. Boop is very funny. And it's one of these things that keeps happening to me, largely with the McElroy brothers, where I'll think something is very funny. And then Will will tell me it's a McElroy brothers. Bit. And that bums me out.
Okay.
But one of the things is I've always thought that Betty Boop seemed like a grotesque and it was weird that she was a sex symbol.
Uh-huh.
You know, because it's like, you know how you ever hear a locker room talk where somebody would be like, man, that girl's got like a 2-dick mouth, you know, and Betty Boop has like a 2-dozen dick mouth,
yeah.
Like just in this dome. The stock photo of the guy with all the hot dogs.
Yeah.
Like triplet.
Or the cigarettes, you mean?
Yeah, the cigarettes. Sorry. Yeah, yeah. The triplet, you know?
Yeah.
Quadruplet. That's Boop.
Yeah.
Just this huge melon, like the psychic powers on Boop, right? Professor Boop.
Yes.
So I've always thought that. And then Alex Robinson, very funny man, came through and capitalized on that brilliantly.
Yeah, yeah. By making a comic where his self insert was married to Betty Boop. I mean, both a playing on the idea that she is the sex symbol while also not having any characteristics,
yes,
but also just blatant disregard for copyright law.
Yes. It's a very funny comic. Everyone should read it. If you don't know Alex Robinson, he's a very funny man. Also made the Egg Game from I Think You Should Leave season 3.
Yeah,
he's great.
Alec Robinson.
Alec Robinson. Thank you. Yeah. Alec Robinson. Very, very funny. Also, Betty Boop is just weird.
Yes.
You know, there's a lawsuit involved. She's terrifying. You know, she's a cryptid. She used to have dog ears.
There was, because it's Fleischer stuff, so there's literally no rules. This is like before there were actually rules about anything. I want to just like to set things up for this being a children's game for like a media property or whatever. I want to read the description that the creator gave for her, like what the intended vibe was. And this is pulled from a court case from 1934, that lawsuit, combining the appearance of the childish with the sophisticated, a large round baby face with big eyes and a nose like a button, framed in a somewhat careful coiffure, I'm referring to hair, and with a very small body, of which perhaps the leading characteristic is the most self-confident little bust imaginable.
Yeah. I know what it means to have a self-confident breast.
Uh-huh.
Like my man breast is pretty confident, and I've seen a self-confident breast, and I've seen some breasts that are not confident.
Yeah.
You know, so by comparison, I understand that.
Yes.
But the fact that out of the gate this was meant to be pretty hot.
Yeah.
Is so fucking weird.
So much so that it was destroyed by the Hays Code because they could no longer play into what by that time was a really outdated depiction of like flapper sexuality. Like it had been fully subsumed by the culture at that point.
And then it kind of came back because this kind of baby voice thing is what Harley Quinn was.
Yes.
And she started out as well. This kind of, you know, infantilize me, buy me lots of things. That's Betty Boop.
Yeah.
The Wikipedia has so many great sentences here. for the lawsuit between, you know, the lady, Helen Kane, who this was based on, who they absolutely fucking demolished. So they based Betty Boop on this flapper singer.
They stole her identity.
They stole her identity. But then the way that she lost the court case was they're like, you stole this from other people, including Baby Esther, an African-American dancer. And then my favorite line in a Wikipedia I've read in a long time. The five women who did the Betty Boop voice in the cartoons also testified, claiming they always booped that way, even around the house. What? Excuse me?
They didn't just have lead in the pipes. They had like ultra lead. They had lead that dropped from a meteor.
They had to call the lead out of space. We forgot how to make the kind of lead. that they used to do that. It's lost, you know, the dark ages of the 20s.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely fucking dog bonkers. and she lost, and it kind of ruined her life.
Yeah.
You know, they stole her identity, and the big dog ears were a parody of her.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They were just making fun of her stupid ears.
Yeah. And like so many fascinating questions raised because they say like, hey, Paramount, you deliberately caricatured me and, you know, basically took my likeness and didn't give me credit. But also she saw Betty Boop as competition.
Yes. Yeah. That's real weird.
Like, yeah. Just like
she was going to get jobs as a human.
People are filling up off of these cartoons. And yes. when I come into town, they're not hungry for me. Like, going boop 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 in a tight dress.
Yeah. Like it's very The Creatures. Yeah. Like she walks back and forth on stage and goes boop boop ba doop boop boop.
She walks left. She walks right and she boops.
And like oh, I could hardly boop one more boop. I booped in this cartoon and she fought a racist crow. And that was really cool for me. And now I don't want to go to a state. I don't want to go to Broadway.
No.
To see Helen Kane.
Yeah.
Incredible stuff. Like it felt like in the 20s, which is not that long ago, they were also figuring out like law. You know, everything was not codified. Like what's sexy? We don't know. A bobblehead? Something a blowjob bobblehead?
Yeah, can I get something in a sexy baby? Just like all around?
A sexy encephalitis baby? Can I get a sexy Billy Quiz Boy?
Yeah.
You know? Like Billy Jizz Boy? Yeah, the sexy Billy Quiz
Boy. Like Betty Boop as like defining a mass-produced kind of femininity, like freezing in place like a fad that like didn't necessarily like freezing in place, but also mass distributing a fad that like by definition had to be located very specifically in one city, like a particular particular fashion or affect, like. That probably had to be like relegated. Nobody ever saw. Like if somebody was walking down the street doing Betty Boop shit in like Des Moines, they'd be fucking shot.
There'd probably be at some point the horny cules. They're like all the corn would flatten in the direction of the boop. Like a crop circle. This is actually how they got crop circles.
So the desire for a Betty Boop is in your mind
is elemental.
So it's not manufactured. It's not like
DNA.
Okay, like just like there's always a lighthouse. There's always a man. There's always a boop.
Yeah, that's how we boop around the house, dude.
Just boop around the house.
No. So I think that's fascinating.
Yeah.
Like, just fucking in general. And I was thinking about how sad it is in Roger Rabbit, how Eddie's like, you know, she's just working as a waitress, which she does in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually Betty Boop retired to become a housewife in the fiction, but she's a waitress and like, you know, Eddie Valiant's like, hey, Boop. And she's like, oh, people don't come around no more since all the cartoons moved to color. And then they bring out Jessica Rabbit and it's a real weird, like changing sexualities moment.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of framed as tragic, but Jessica Rabbit has human proportions.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't seem that tragic to me.
No, like, I mean, but like Betty Boop is I don't know. Like there's like a little bit of you get a sense of like of like an ooze pretending to be a person.
Yes,
you know,
like crawling chaos kind of, yeah. like a worm that walks.
Yeah. Whereas like Jessica Rabbit is just a rotoscoped extremely busty lady.
Yeah.
Right.
What if a tall busty woman?
Yeah, you know? Which, sure, why not?
Jessica Rabbit seems like she's going to create those Twitter discourses where it's like, oh my God, Xena created so many lesbians. I'm like, oh, people who are attracted to women were attracted to an attractive woman? Zounds. I can't believe it.
Yahtzee.
Oh, Gillian Anderson from X-Files created lesbians? Oh, people who are attracted to women were attracted to Gillian Anderson? Don't say.
This incredibly attractive person doing, you know, cool and powerful stuff, you know,
people, I think. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what Jessica Rabbit is like. Like, oh man, it was so, like, that's the whole point.
Jessica Rabbit created so many straights.
Yeah. people were attracted to women were attracted to a woman.
Yeah.
You know, the kind of internet tautology you get in that discourse. Yeah.
As opposed to anything can awaken anybody.
Yeah, of course. You know. And the weird thing about this, you know, cause we talk about anything can awaken anybody and that being funny, this, you know, historically did awaken.
Yes.
And that's the thing that's crazy.
Yeah. When there's just so little there, and I don't know if you picked this to coincide with the, you know, the big meme now is, oh, Steamboat Willie is in, is in the public domain now. And just like people trying to make jokes about it, but like not really realizing how little that means.
Yeah.
You know,
we get the Five Nights at Freddy's with the mouse now.
Yeah, most predictable result ever. Yeah.
Which is not called Screamboat Killy. which is what I would have called it.
it's called Infestation 88, and a game killing vermin that has 88 in it is kind of rowdy. Well,
I saw a game called Mouse, and then also there's Mickey's Mousetrap.
Okay.
So yeah. There's several. I don't know what Infestation 88 is.
It was the first one that I saw about you've got is Steamboat Willie coming after you.
Gotcha.
Mouse is not specifically pulling in Mickey or like actual Disney stuff. That's just in the style. It's in the style of. It actually looks kind of neat. It's
FPS just Cuphead.
Cuphead but Boomer Shooter. Yeah.
Yeah. The real reason why I did this wasn't to coincide with that. It was to introduce you to my new character for 2024, who is a little character I like to call Hamster Brat. Now, Hamster Brat is a online brat, you know, who is like...
Can you define brat for me in this?
The definition is something like, Daddy took me to Build-A-Bear.
Okay. All right. So it is similar to the definition of brat that I know. Okay. Yes.
Yes. Like da brat, except it's Daddy cleaned my cage. I rolled around in my substrate. I got wet tail and Daddy took me to the vet.
Okay. All right. Yeah,
that's really all there is to Hamster Brat. But I had babies and I ate one of them. I'm a bad girl. Daddy punished me for eating my baby.
Whenever I ask for a new tube in my Habitrail, he gives it to me.
Daddy gives me Habitrail tube.
Yeah.
Daddy put me in a ball and I got lost under the couch for a day. I was scared.
That doesn't have anything to do with her being a brat.
it's because she's constantly dependent on Daddy. Okay. He'll do anything so he'll fill up that water thing with cummies.
If it's too viscous, it won't go through the tube.
Daddy waters it down.
Okay.
Daddy's well hydrated.
Okay. Yeah. I just
Hamster Brat.
Okay. Hamster Brat. Is there is there an implied dom sub thing in this? Because brat being like intentionally disobedient, in order to receive a punishment. Like that is a thing.
You can't punish a hamster, dude.
You kick that ball down the fucking stairs.
You can, but you can't punish an animal in a way it'll understand.
Okay, yeah.
Like, you know, you got to read Moby Dick.
How sexy am I supposed to find this hamster?
Hamster Brat? Well, Daddy finds a Hamster Brat largely to be a way to show responsibility and have companionship during the cold winter months.
Okay.
In a non-sexual way.
Okay.
Hamster Brat, however, is a very confused premise. Where it's incredibly, she finds it very sexy, but it's mostly about doing things you do to a hamster.
Okay, all right, so, yeah.
That's the energy I'm bringing into 2024 is Hamster Brat energy.
Hey, Gary,
which is partly inspired by Betty Boop.
I'm going to be honest with you here. That's real fucking confusing as a premise.
Hamster Brat is a winner. I've got four characters now. I'm really building them up.
I don't know. I don't know ironically, I don't know how much wheels the Hamster Brat has.
There's just one wheel until I wear it out by running for good exercise and stimulation.
It's one wheel, but there's room for two.
There's room for two if I get a brother and I don't eat him. The bad girl, I digested him skeleton.
His calcium, my calcium now.
I take my brother's calcium because I don't get enough from the commies. Hamster Brat.
Yeah.
I was thinking about one of those water things filled with cum.
Yeah, yeah. Again, just of the viscosity, Gary.
Do you want to do some experiments? Like I don't like. Do you want to prove who's right in Mr. Wizard's court?
I feel like
it might work.
When you push the ball in, I'm not sure you're going to get a flow. I think that there's a throughput problem.
There's not like really a flow. You're just kind of getting moisture from it. I don't think those things really flow. We'll find out though. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
We'll get a Patreon stretch going. we'll get a stretch goal going.
And $50,000 a month will come in a hamster bottle.
Yeah, and then we'll genetically engineer a Hamster Brat. And then at $100,000 a month, every patron gets Hamster Brat. Uh-huh. We'll mail one to them. And it's just a hamster dead on arrival.
I was going to say, it only works if it immediately dies or never dies.
Yeah. Well, I can guarantee the first one and not the second one.
Okay.
One of those seems within our power.
I can imply the second one. I can't promise
it. Yeah. There's going to be a big asterisk there. Like the big asterisk on Boop.
Yeah.
This game is not very good.
No, it's just Diner Dash. It's literally just that. She's a waitress at a jazz club, so she can save up enough money to move away with her boyfriend, Bimbo.
Yeah, Bimbo, who is not a human.
No, it's a dog. Yeah. She's dating a dog, man. Anthropomorphized dog. And it's just Diner Dash. There are tables. People come into the club. They sit down. You have to go up and take their order, cash in the ticket, and then bring them the milkshake or the candy they want.
Yes.
And then just kind of keep the plate spinning as they continue making demands.
Did you get far enough to get to the in-between level? There's two games to this. You do that, and then you do the worst rhythm game I've ever done in my life.
I was baffled. I had to intentionally do nothing to see exactly how hard they were making it to fail.
It's really fucking weird. You have like five, it's kind of like Elite Beat Agents where you have like little things you're tapping on the screen.
Uh-huh. You know?
These five little things, but there's no real music to it. Like the music in this game for being, you know, a character who is influenced by jazz age stuff, you'd think there'd be a lot more music.
You think there'd be anything. Honestly,
it's a lot of weird sound effects.
So the thing that is confusing is the interface is implying that that you need to be taking more care than you actually do. So the top screen, because this is a DS game, double shift, get it. The top screen is showing you a staff of music with notes, right? You know the duration notation, right? And there is a little ball that is moving along, and you think, oh, I need to press the right kind of note, quarter note, half note, you know, whatever, as the ball is underneath it. No, you just have to press the symbols in the correct order by the time the ball reaches the right side of the screen.
Yes.
There's no rhythm involved, even though everything about it is implying that timing matters.
There's no rhythm, nor do you need to know what these notes are.
Right.
Like there's no like, oh, I'm going to play for a half note.
There's you no know, 1E and a 2E. Yeah.
Yeah. None of that stuff. You also get upgrades as you go. So you can, and they're all to exploit Boop's work.
More. Yep.
Like you get speakers that'll play outside so people can get jazzed and then eventually put in their orders ahead of time.
Uh-huh.
Like it becomes an order ahead app kind of thing is a power up for Boop the worker.
Yeah.
Here.
It's the Futurama joke. We've optimized the operation of this mine so all the work is done by this one Australian man.
And it wouldn't be Fleischer era if there wasn't a racist caricature. There's a gigantic gorilla that is the doorman to it who is uncomfortable.
Why not?
Yeah. It's the pair of games we're recording about today have some fun racial overtones to them. And by fun I mean bad.
Yeah. Uncomfortable is the word of the day. Yeah.
So in Roger Rabbit, you can have, similar to Cool World, a human can have sex with a cartoon.
Right.
Betty Boop says, Eddie, nobody comes around anymore since all the cartoons went to color.
Right.
Do you think color pussy feels different than monochrome pussy?
I am just going to say uncomfortable.
That's not an answer.
I'm going
take
to
the premise seriously, or I'm laying up this fucking call.
The phrase color pussy. Chroma pussy.
Chromatic. There we go. Okay, thank you. Yeah, that's
chromatic. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, chromatic versus monochrome.
In that case, it has to, unless it's purely aesthetic, right?
Okay.
But what is it mapping onto? Because there is there's a time when there are, full color cartoons that come in and largely replace. So the idea is that Betty Boop is outdated, but it'd be a little bit like, is it a style thing? But it is inherently, because she could just change her clothes. And be a little bit closer, right? She could probably put on makeup
or dye her hair
So the idea that
dye her pubes.
You could dye anything. Yeah. Like there are ways that she could, are all of the tunes, do they come out, uncolored and it is all affected because, you know, like it's just whatever, is it whatever ink they're drawn in, because mm-hmm. you get the dip and what have you. Yeah. There's a lot here that, there are a lot of questions that get down to, I'm going to say no, I'm going to say that chromatic pussy I do not think it feels any different. I think that it's all aesthetic.
I think it's all aesthetic. One of the things I thought of, because I took this premise seriously when I first thought of it, was that what is actually happening is that Boop has this incredibly shallow pussy because of her non-human proportions.
Oh, right.
That might be why people are less attracted to her, because she has the head the size of several people. And yeah. She has a waist that is very like a shot glass.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I'm really sorry, Betty, but like when we go dancing, I don't know, like how strong are those neck muscles? Because I don't want to paralyze you.
I don't want to have sex with a pep boy. You know, it's one of these things where I think that it's a very sweet little bit where like, oh, it's just, yeah. It's not because they came to color. It's because you're grotesque. Yeah. And our preferences just changed to be more human.
Yeah.
You know, and it made me think if Betty Boop came out now without all the history and stuff, maybe Betty Boop would do really well because human sexuality is becoming less human. Like people want to have, you know, bad monster or whatever, bad dragon. People want to have sex with more monsters and stuff.
Yeah,
if you betrayed Betty Boop the right way, like Betty Boop could clean up right now.
Yeah. You know? So that is that is difficult to do. Man, it's really hard to pull Betty Boop out of history because yes. Her and Fleischer animation influenced so much, including anime, which I think anime being not ascendant, but just like having ascended and having remained at the top of this kind of thing. You
people
know,
love gigantic unhuman heads.
Yes.
In their sex symbols right now.
So if you tried to bring her out if you pulled her out of the time stream, a la Carmen San Diego, comma where in time is, if you pulled her out of there, like you do not get the things that rift off of it and introduce her as a new concept. I don't know that people would know where to put her.
There wouldn't be the groundwork laid. So like when somebody is jerking off to a hentai game today. They probably have Boop to thank for that.
Like, I mean, without question, you don't even need to say it is the thing. That's like a really obvious thing that you just said, Gary.
Yeah, I know. I'm just, it's just interesting to think about to me.
Yeah.
There's a whole constellation.
Yeah.
You know,
You just have to decide what threads are connected to what, because you know, when you pull one thing, something's got to get pulled. Right.
Yes. Yeah. If somebody created, so you couldn't just take Betty Boop. Mm-hmm. As of, but I'm saying that if people want to create a new sex symbol for 2024, look to Boop. Don't exactly make Boop, but you can do something with this kind of really, really bizarre noggin and shot glass pussy.
Yeah.
And probably do just perfect.
Probably. But also I'd like Betty Boop, if you say like, oh, is this for adults or for children? People will say, oh, it's a kid's cartoon, right?
Yes.
Because of the, I mean, just the conception of Betty.
Yeah.
Boop, right.
Like she's,
you know, like
it's a real weird, I mean, that's another way that people change a lot though. Cause she doesn't do anything that kids should like.
Right.
You know, she works a lot. She has to make rent.
Yeah.
She smokes and works. Yeah. Like it's basically a cartoon waitress. It's only something for daddy and only something for weird daddies. And they forgot to have a children's show in it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like it's really fucking bizarre.
Yeah. And just because like you're tracing the links, you know, Betty Boop got so fully desexualized and the Hays Code changed all of the context for animation to the point where like, I don't think that you get the Powerpuff Girls without Betty Boop.
No.
And specifically what happened with her image. And I am deeply uncomfortable with the idea of sexualizing a Powerpuff Girl.
No, I don't like that either.
No.
Yeah. And even though I guarantee people are doing it right now.
Yeah.
Like super doing it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at this very uncomfortable picture of Boop I found from 19. This is after she retired from being a waitress.
Okay. Yeah, that's on the Wikipedia page.
Yeah,
she looks like Cinderella in that. She looks like she's going to be
from Betty Boop's Cinderella.
God damn it.
She's literally Cinderella in that. It's just a really uncomfortable drawing, though. I don't like how her mouth is straddling the line between her chin and her neck.
Yeah.
In this.
Yeah. Her looking so downtrodden in that. Yeah.
And just like very braless.
Yes.
Like singing a braless boop.
Yeah. Can I get something in a very widely spaced boop?
This is a non-confident bust.
Yes.
This is what I meant earlier when I said I've seen a non-confident bust.
Yeah.
Like this is exceedingly ashamed.
No shame for the way anybody's natural is natural. It's just a matter of this particular, they've made choices. They've made choices in this drawing to present her. Yeah.
They did not draw a confident bust.
No, they did not.
At least in comparison.
Yeah. Also, she's got red hair in this, which is wildly off model.
No. Because it's a color boop. But it's colorized like it was put through a Super Game Boy.
Oh, that's why it has the border around it. That's the Battletoads.
Yeah. the Battletoads jerking off to Betty Boop. I want to get a license plate frame that's that.
Just confuse everybody who pulls up behind you.
What the?
What is this madness?
When you start this game, it does, she goes, boop doop a doop. Boop a doop the thing, but then it does it for too long. So whenever you start a level, it's like boop boop a doop a doop bop a doop. It's this real weird little scat. Thing that's very funny. I love it.
Too many measures. You lay down too many bars. Boop.
That's how she boops around the house.
Yeah.
Boop's got bars.
Yeah. Did you did you know anybody growing up who was like way too into Betty Boop?
No. I see evidence of it everywhere. Like if somebody goes to thrift stores and antique malls all the time. Yeah. There's, Betty Boop is in the water.
Yeah.
Like in, tons of them. But I didn't know any Betty Boop people. You knew Boop fans, non-ironic Boop fans?
I did, yeah. There was a girl, a class ahead of me in high school. We were in choir and show choir together. And she bore probably as much of a physical resemblance as a human being could to her. The short curly dark hair, really really slight, and it's just one of those things where like I think somebody like got her a Betty Boop thing saying like, hey, it's you, and then that was the seed crystal for a whole Betty Boop collection of things. So everything, like all of her, she was just the Betty Boop girl. Because of all of the accessories and accoutrement that she had. I have no idea how genuine her passion for booping was. I think I think that it might have just kind of grown up around her, possibly. But yeah, there was a boop girl in my school.
In my my band scene, we had a Snow White girl. Like it was very Snow White.
Really?
Like, yeah.
How do you get Snow White? Like, God, Jerry, fucking warn me.
That's just a greeting card. That isn't punishment at all.
Sorry. No, I get the little slack. Good look.
Just booping coal.
Just booping around the house. Just booping coal. God damn it.
Baby boops.
Yeah. Yeah. No, just here is little infant Boop. She's pointed away, but her dress is up so we can see that she is a baby, and not just baby proportion, but wearing a diaper. And her mouth, is not babyfied. In fact, if anything, they have made her mouth a little bit more like a blow up doll's.
Yeah.
As she's looking behind, with upturned eyes. Yeah. That is, vile. That feels like it is a crime to possess.
Yeah. All of this stuff seems illegal. I don't like how Betty Boop started as the sex symbol, but then they made her into a baby.
Yeah, I don't. You know? I don't think that says good things about people.
Mm-mm.
Or
it sucks because I was trying to look for like a Betty Boop human. What I wanted was Flesh Bart. but instead I just found Helen Kane or Baby Esther. I just wanted a Flesh Bart. Sad. I never knew a boop person. It feels like a certain type of person's first Betty Page.
Yeah.
Like you graduate onto Betty Page from there.
Yeah.
Anywho.
And maybe this person did. I didn't keep in touch with her.
Yeah. You should text them.
Right now. Maybe Facebook.
Hey, maybe Facebook them right now.
I was about to say her name, and that would be unfair.
I do it. Send her a message. It's kind of the idea on Outing Silver.
You still into Betty Boop?
Yeah, see, the send, thing send is a message that says you into
Boop. That. You do that with brands. You don't do it with people who you haven't talked to in 16 years.
I don't know, man. Do it. Coward.
18 years.
Coward? Even more cowardly if it's been 18 years.
I sent you the closest thing I could find to a flesh boop.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's the thing is, you know, I was joking about the, like, you know, 16 dick mouth, but they're really 16 dick eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just don't... Mm.
I feel like if you she's got an owl skull under there. You ever see an owl skull?
Yeah, or multiple owl skulls.
I think that if you stripped away the flesh, you would find that most of that is soft tissue and cartilage, and mostly her skull is just eye socket.
I am trying to count how many eyelashes this is. Gross. If you like this show, head over to patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Yeah.
And give us some dollars.
Please do. And in exchange, you get bonus episodes of this show and whole other shows. Kind of like, what is that one we call Real Lich Hours? There we go.
Yeah.
Like that show. Baldur's Gate 3 baby. Show.
Yeah. Our newest baby. Enjoy that. Also leave us ratings, reviews. Join us in thanking Gwen, our producer.
Thank you, Gwen.
Thank you for joining us in the new year. Be safe.
Please.
I hope this new year goes well for all of you. Sincerely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah.
Did you take your 2 weeks off and put up a fucking thread for these?
Fucking no, I didn't, dude.
Well, maybe next year.
Maybe not. Wait for another one to come around.